We've been saying goodbye to Governor Chris Christie with a road trip on South Orange Avenue in Essex County. The road passes his humble beginnings in Newark to his large home in Mendham. Today, we stop in South Orange, a leafy, diverse, mixed-income community anchored by the 100-year-old NJ Transit train station on South Orange Avenue. It's the busiest stop on the Morris and Essex line and a major attraction for commuters who work in New York. But as WNYC's Karen Rouse reports, they're bedeviled by a decision Governor Chris Christie made 8 years ago.
In 2010, Chris Christie had been governor for 9 months when he stunned the region.
Good afternoon. Approximately 30 days ago, I received information from Jim Weinstein, the executive director of New Jersey.
He announced he was canceling the Hudson River Tunnel project, known as ARC. It had been 15 years in the making, secured $9 billion in federal funds, and the digging had begun. Christie spoke as if he'd just been briefed on new information.
I was alerted to the fact that there were potential for significant cost overruns, and New Jersey's broke.
And despite the fact that internal documents would later reveal the cost overruns were known and expected, he was swooping in to rescue the state from getting stuck holding the bag.
I simply cannot put the taxpayers of the state of New Jersey on what would be a never-ending hook.
Turns out, taxpayers and commuters have been on the hook ever since. Train fares have gone up 30%, yet train schedules have been scaled back, so there are fewer stops. There's a shortage of conductors, which means trains are slower to load. Breakdowns and late trains are regular occurrences. And NJ Transit has been rife with problems. During Hurricane Sandy, trains were flooded because high-level managers ignored a plan to move them to higher ground. In 2014, fans attending the Super Bowl in the Meadowlands were stranded.
Unfortunately, Governor Christie's legacy as it relates to mass transit will be an epic failure.
Sheena Collum is the village president in South Orange.
He put politics over the people of New Jersey by canceling what would be one of the largest infrastructure investments, a tunnel project that would be coming online this year had he not had such a myopic view on transportation and its impacts to the entire region.
Collum, who is also the executive director of the New Jersey chapter of the American Planning Association, says 52% of the growth in New Jersey is around transit hubs. That includes places like Rahway, Cranford, Elizabeth, and New Brunswick, communities where apartment buildings, cafes, restaurants, and small businesses are springing up around train stations. Michael Phelan co-founded the New Jersey Commuters Action Network. He says Christie never had a clear vision for transportation.
There was no plan described at the beginning, middle, or now at the end of his terms to say, here's what I want for New Jersey businesses and New Jersey commuters.
He wanted to see the state put money into maintaining the rail cars and tracks so they could run on time. That didn't happen, and commuters suffered.
I'm talking about folks who missed job interviews, who lost jobs, folks who are standing in Port Authority or Penn Station begging their daycare, crying with their daycare center that, you know what, I'm going to be another hour.
This is the last call for New Jersey Transit.
For Lisa Davis, an entertainment attorney who has been commuting into Manhattan from South Orange for 19 years, the worst delay came when she was on her way to a funeral service for a beloved colleague.
The train just stopped. And it was just stuck there, and there wasn't an explanation. And I was sitting there watching the minutes tick by, and I just started crying on the train.
By the time she arrived, she missed the speech of one of her partners.
I just remember saying, this is so enraging that I missed something so impactful for me emotionally for no reason.
The ARC Tunnel was the nation's largest infrastructure project at the time, and it promised to change life for commuters. For thousands who had to transfer trains, it would provide a direct ride into the city, and it would double morning peak service from 23 trains an hour to 48. Christie has since thrown his support behind another tunnel project, Gateway, that Amtrak proposed after ARC was killed. But the cost to taxpayers will be higher, despite Christie's claims that ARC was costlier. All of that prompted State Assemblyman John McKeon to lash out at Christie during a legislative hearing on NJ Transit last week.
If that ARC tunnel went forward this year, it would be ready. And $8.6 billion with a $2.25 billion share from New Jersey. Instead, we're faced with something that might happen in 2030.
Christie's successor takes office today. Phil Murphy is an avid supporter of transit investment, including the Gateway Tunnel. But that project is in limbo, with the Trump administration recently saying it's not committed to funding half the cost. During Murphy's campaign, he often emphasized the state's transportation network.
We have a transit agency, NJ Transit, which once was a national model, but now is a national punchline, and which is crying for reinvestment and reimagining.
When Christie canceled the ARC tunnel, he was burnishing his image as a tough-talking fiscal conservative in the Republican Party. So he avoided raising the state's gas tax to pay for transportation projects. Instead, he raided the funds that had been dedicated to the tunnel. When that money ran out in the summer of 2016, he raised the state's gas tax. But commuters are still angry about the cancellation of the tunnel in 2010.
There comes a point where you just say, I can't do it, and I'm not going to do it. And I'm not going to blindly go down the road and say, well, someone else will figure it out.
That someone else is Governor Phil Murphy. Karen Rouse, WNYC News.
Oh, traveling down the turnpike, heading for the shore. A thought just then occurred to me I never thought before. I've been a lot of places, seen pictures of the rest. But of all the places I can think of, I like Jersey best.
Tomorrow, we take you to Livingston, where Chris Christie grew up, and visit a hospital where business is booming. Christie improved access to healthcare in New Jersey, and it may be his best-kept secret.
The Meadowlands, the root beer stands, Main Street, Hackensack. I may leave for a week or two, but I'm always coming back. The Pinelands and the Vinelands, Seaside Heights, Margate. You can have my...